Radar has a coastline problem. For as long as we've been watching airplanes from the ground, our picture of the sky has ended right about where the land ends. Push a couple hundred miles off any coast, and the sweep of the radar just falls away into nothing. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about the piece of surveillance technology that quietly erased that problem, and we're going to be honest about what it does and doesn't do. Let's break this down. Here's the thing most pilots don't fully sit with. Roughly 70% of the Earth's surface is water, and huge stretches of it, the North Atlantic, the North Pacific, the poles, the middle of the Southern Ocean, have never had radar coverage. Not because nobody wanted it, because you can't bolt a radar antenna to the middle of the ocean. There's nothing to bolt it to. So for decades, the way we managed airplanes over the ocean was procedural. That's the polite engineering word for it. It means the airplane calls in a position over high-frequency radio. A controller writes it down, and then everyone spaces the traffic out with enormous buffers because nobody actually knows where anybody is in real time. We're talking airplanes separated by tens of minutes and dozens of miles, flying fixed tracks, essentially trusting the arithmetic. That worked, but it was expensive, it was inflexible, and it left a lot of empty sky nobody could use. Now let me back up and make sure we're all on the same page about the underlying technology, because it matters for where this goes. Before we go further, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey, beautifully made, and built to last. If you've got a milestone worth remembering, or somebody in your life who just hit one, take a look. AviationSoul.com. Okay, Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, ADS-B. We've all installed it. We all fly with it now. But let's be precise about what those words actually mean, because the name is the whole engineering story.
Automatic, because it just transmits on its own. No interrogation, no controller pushing a button. Dependent, and this is the key word, because it depends on the airplane knowing where it is. The airplane figures out its own position from GPS, and then it broadcasts that position out to the world. Surveillance, because that's the job. Broadcast, because it's not a private conversation, it's a shout. Anybody with a receiver tuned to 1090 MHz can hear it. That last part is the crack in the door. Your ADS-B out transmitter is not aiming a signal at a specific ground station. It's radiating in every direction, including up. And here's what most people miss. For years, all of that upward radiated signal was just wasted. Your airplane was screaming its position into space and nothing up there was listening. Somebody finally decided to listen.
The company is called Aireon. And the idea is almost stupidly elegant once you hear it. If ADS-B is already broadcasting toward the sky, put the receivers in the sky. Don't build ocean platforms. Don't string radar across Greenland. Just get above the airplanes and catch the signal that's already going out for free. Now, the how is where the engineering gets interesting and where the timeline gets long, because this was not fast and it was not cheap. The receivers didn't get their own dedicated satellites. They hitched a ride. There's a communications company called Iridium that operates a constellation for satellite phones and data, and back in the 2010s, they were replacing their entire fleet with a new generation called Iridium Next. 66 operational satellites, plus spares in low Earth orbit. And Aireon paid to have an ADS-B receiver payload built into every single one of those satellites as they were manufactured. Let's sit on the orbit part, because it's the whole reason this works. These are low Earth orbit satellites flying around 480 miles up. That's low, in space terms. Low matters for two reasons. First, the closer you are, the stronger the signal you can hear. And an ADS-B transmitter is not a powerful thing. Second, and this is the elegant part, 66 satellites in low orbit are constantly moving relative to the ground, and they're cross-linked to each other. They form a mesh that blankets the entire planet, pole to pole, every square mile of ocean, every patch of desert and ice, with no infrastructure underneath it. For the first time, there was a surveillance system that did not care whether there was land below the airplane. The system went fully operational in 2019. And the first place it really mattered was the North Atlantic. The data tells an interesting story here. The North Atlantic is the busiest oceanic airspace in the world. All that traffic between North America and Europe funnels through a set of organized tracks that shift every day with the winds. And because controllers couldn't see the airplanes in real time, they had to keep them far apart. the published longitudinal separation was on the order of 40 nautical miles between airplanes on the same track. In some cases, you're talking 10 minutes of spacing and trail. Once Aireon came online, and the controllers in Shanwick and Gander, the two agencies that split the North Atlantic, could actually see live positions, they started bringing that number down. Reduced separation trials pushed toward 14 nautical miles in trail. Roughly a third of what it was. Think about what that buys you. Tighter spacing means more airplanes can fly the altitude they actually want, the fuel optimal altitude, instead of getting stuck 2,000 feet low because the good altitude was blocked by traffic they couldn't see well enough to trust. More airplanes get their preferred track. Less fuel burned, less carbon. That's not marketing. That's a direct consequence of turning a procedural airspace into a surveilled one. And then there's the safety case, which is quieter, but honestly, more important. Real-time position over the ocean means that if an airplane deviates, if it drifts off its track or off its altitude, somebody sees it now, immediately. Not at the next position report 10 minutes later. That closes a gap that used to be genuinely dangerous. There's one event that put an exclamation point on all of this, and it's worth telling honestly. In March of 2019, right as the system was coming online, a Boeing 737 MAX went down shortly after takeoff from Addis Ababa, Ethiopian Airlines. And in the investigation, in reconstructing exactly what that airplane did in its final minutes, one of the data sources that came into play was space-based ADS-B. The satellites had captured the airplane's broadcast positions in a place and a phase of flight where ground stations were thin. I want to be careful and precise here, because this is where hype creeps in, and I promised you balance. Space-based ADS-B did not solve that accident. The flight data recorder did the heavy lifting, as it always does. But the satellite track was corroborating data, available fast from a region that historically would have been a blank spot. That's the point. The coverage exists now where it didn't before, and when something goes wrong, more independent data is always better. So that's the promise. Now let's do the part of the show where I try to talk you out of being too impressed. Because every technology has an honest set of cons, and this one has real ones. First con, it's still ADS-B, which means it is still dependent. The satellite is only as good as the position the airplane broadcasts. If an airplane's GPS is degraded, or the position source is bad, or somebody is deliberately transmitting a false position, the satellite faithfully receives garbage and passes garbage along. Putting the receiver in orbit does not fix the trust problem baked into the word dependent. It just relocates the antenna. Second con. 1090 MHz is a crowded, noisy frequency, and it was never designed for someone to be listening from 400 miles up. In busy airspace, dozens of airplanes are transmitting on that same frequency, and their messages step on each other. On the ground with lots of receivers, you sort it out, from orbit looking down at a dense continental area with thousands of transmitters shouting at once. Message garbling is a genuine engineering challenge. This is why space-based ADS-B is transformational over the empty ocean and merely helpful over a packed continent. The value is highest exactly where the traffic is thinnest. Third con, and this one's structural. It's a single commercial constellation, tied to a single company's satellite fleet. Those satellites have a service life. Iridium Next won't fly forever, and when it comes time to replace them, somebody has to fund the next generation of receivers all over again. This is critical safety infrastructure now, woven into how oceans are controlled, and it lives on a commercial platform with a finite lifespan. That's not a reason to distrust it. It's a reason to think hard about who pays to keep it alive. And fourth, the honest one about security. A system that broadcasts every airplane's identity and position, unencrypted, to anyone with a receiver, now including satellites, is a system with no privacy and no built-in authentication. That's a whole debate of its own, one we've touched on this station before. Space-based reception doesn't create that problem, but it does turn the volume all the way up. There is now, quite literally, no place on Earth you can fly with ADS-B on and not be seen. Here's where I land on it. Space-based ADS-B is one of the cleaner engineering wins in modern surveillance, precisely because it didn't try to invent anything exotic. It didn't demand new equipment in your panel. It didn't require a treaty to build platforms in the ocean. It took a signal that was already leaving your airplane and going to waste. And it put something in orbit to catch it. The elegance is in how little it asked of everyone else. The result is that the oldest blind spot in air traffic control, the middle of the ocean, the thing we'd managed around with radios and arithmetic for the entire history of flight, mostly closed in the span of a couple of years. Not with a bang, just 66 quiet satellites listening to something we were already saying. My thanks to the reporting from Ariane and Iridium on the constellation itself, and to the International Civil Aviation Organization and the North Atlantic Control Agencies for the separation numbers behind the operational side of this. If you want more of these breakdowns, they live at radiohangar.com. Next time you're at altitude and you flip on your transponder, remember the signal doesn't stop at the horizon anymore. It goes up, somebody's finally listening. I'm Vector. Keep it precise.